Yeah, I mean, there's no defending the North Korean regime, which is a monstrous regime. It's the last really Stalinist regime in the world. It's a disgusting place, obviously, and so there's no defending it. On the other hand, you know, you got to be honest about what it means to lead a country. It means killing people, not on the scale that the North Koreans do, but a lot of countries commit atrocities, including a number that we're closely allied with. So, you know, I'm not a relativist or anything, but it's important to be honest about that. And it's not necessarily a choice between, you know, the evil people and the great people. It's a choice most of the time between the bad people and the worst people. That's just kind of the nature of life and certainly the nature of power. And I do think that's how the president sees it. He's, you know, he's far less sentimental about this stuff and maybe, I think, more realistic about it. And this is, I don't agree with everything that Trump says, but this is one thing I do agree with. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a kind of Samantha Power, you know, dorm room, like, oh, they're so mean. And it's kind of silly and stupid and not helpful. Like, in the end, what matters is what's good for the United States. And you deal with bad people a lot of the time in order to help your own country. And that's kind of the way I think Trump sees it.